Hello everyone, here we are for this new podcast about Indian culture and what is Indian lifestyle like. I'm now actually in great company with four beautiful people, Tia, Asta, Josh and Olivia. Can you present yourselves, please?
Hello, bonjour, or as we Indians would say, namaste. My name is Tia Girotra and I'm a 17-year-old girl, a senior in high school, hailing from New Delhi, India. I'm really glad to be on this podcast today. Thank you for having me.
Hello, I'm Asta. I was born in India and I grew up in the United States. I became a doctor.
Hi, my name is Josh. I'm Asta's friend and I'm from Chicago. I'm an engineer.
Hi everybody, I'm Olivia, the Indian culture specialist. I've been studying Indian culture for about 5 years. I'm grateful to be here and speak about my passion.
So how's everyone? Are you all feeling good today?
Yes.
So let's start with the questions. Asta, since you're living in the USA, is it easy to maintain bonds with your family even if you're far away from each other?
It's not easy to maintain bonds with my Indian family from the United States because I have my job and them too, have a work and some occupations. But we do see each other from time to time, like for example during the holidays, and we do talk together by the phone.
And for you, Tia, living in India?
Other members like second cousins, third cousins do tend to live farther away. But generally speaking, I am fairly close to my family and can see them and visit them as often as I like.
And so how do you spend time with each other?
Well, quite honestly speaking, five different people under the same roof means five different interests and hobbies and schedules. So it's very difficult for all five of us to find time together.
Josh, can you talk about that?
We spend a lot of time together with Asta and hanging out and doing some shopping. We go to each other's house and the other time we do some sport.
Other than that, when of course there's the rare moment of confluence of all five schedules, we end up playing board game. And I'm not being presumptuous when I say the entire nation loves board games. Ludo and Snakes and Ladders, which we call Sapsili, being the main crowd favorites.
Great. Let's now talk about your famous traditional Indian festival.
Well, how can I describe Diwali except as being the greatest festival ever? It's supposed to signify the winning of good over evil. Different religions have different explanations of why that is. Eat lots of really good food and of course have a puja. A puja is sort of an invocation, a prayer for gods and goddesses to bless us. And on this day, we typically pray to goddess Lakshmi, who is, as I said, the goddess of prosperity.
Like Tia has said, Diwali is symbolizing the winning of good over evil. This festival is the Indian New Year. You have to dress up well to prepare some good dishes and to dance with your family or friends. Diwali is an intergenerational celebration. It reunites everybody, even people from other countries. One of the most famous traditions during Diwali is to burn diyas of wicks and to throw them over your head to capture all the evil inside yourself.
For me, I always celebrate Diwali with my American friends. But this year, I decided to celebrate it with my Indian family and Josh that comes from the same place as me.
It's the first time I celebrate this festival with Asta and her family. I'm super excited. She's been telling me a lot of things about it and I'm eager to witness it for real.
It seems to be so cool. Let's move to another subject. What memories do you have from your childhood in India?
During my childhood in India, I practiced dance. I wanted to become a dancer, but my parents refused and they wanted me to make long studies. So I followed what their wish was, but I always had my passion for dance. But I'm still happy even with the job that I'm doing right now. How about you, Tia?
Two other specific memories I have are going on walks with my daddy and having the lovely chicken soup my dada makes in the winters. The warmth it provides is a lot more than the warmth that it's giving to my tummy. So those are my memories of having fun quality time with my family.
Great. We're now arriving to the end of this podcast. What are your thoughts about it?
That was a great podcast, and I'm feeling very honored to have been part of it. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. I had a great time with all of you.
Thanks a lot. I'm grateful to have been here.
Thanks to all of you for being part of my podcast. I hope that you, listeners, have been entertained with Asta, Olivia, Josh and Tia. Also, thank you to them for accepting to talk about India and their relation to India. Goodbye!